KXE News, I'm Megan Boffington with the Up North Report. One person is dead following a house fire Saturday in Breezy Point. Chelsea Perkins has more.
According to a news release from the Pequot Lakes Fire District, a passerby reported the fire on the 7,000 block of Dove Street just after 10 a.m. The Pequot Lakes Fire District and Breezy Point Police Department arrived to find a fire burning a single-family home. The victim was identified Monday as 81-year-old Nancy Zimmer. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
A mess of flights were canceled at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport this weekend due to a winter storm. That has one group of Detroit Lakes High School musicians heading back north on an unexpected road trip. Larissa Donovan has the story.
Members of the Detroit Lakes High School Band and Choir were competing in the Orlando, Florida area during last week's spring break. From a bus on Monday, music director Tim Seewert reports that the groups represented their school and community well in their performance competitions, but the travel snafu is adding an estimated $35,000 in unexpected costs.
Half of our group actually did make it home, but the other half did not and got stranded in Florida for an extra day, and our next flight was not going to be until Thursday, and so we ended up getting some buses to drive us home.
To assist getting the band back together, Seewert says donations can be made to the Detroit Lakes Music Boosters program at lakersmusicboosters.org. The group is expected to arrive in Detroit Lakes by Tuesday night. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
A new bill in the state legislature aims to end some of the secrecy around data centers in Minnesota. The legislation would prohibit municipalities from entering non-disclosure agreements or other contracts restricting them from sharing information with the public. They would also be required to disclose any contracts they have entered. Local governments, including Hermantown and St. Louis County, have been scrutinized for signing NDAs with companies like Google as tech giants look to build more data centers across the country. The bill was introduced by DFL Representative Emma Greenman of Minneapolis and has bipartisan support. Greenman told the Elections, Finance, and Government Operations Committee on Wednesday that corporations use NDAs to prevent damaging or unhelpful information from getting out.
But we are learning that it is also an increasing tool that corporations are using to keep information from the public, and that is being normalized in local government at the expense of public transparency and our constituents' right to know what conversations their elected officials are having with private entities about their communities.
No one spoke in opposition of the bill, but Missouri River Energy Services submitted testimony against it, and the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce wrote to express concerns. The bill now heads to the House floor. Investor-owned Otter Tail Power Company earned profits above the industry average over the past 2 years. The Watchdog Energy and Policy Institute released a report Thursday detailing how much of ratepayers' bills end up going to investors. Otter Tail Power serves the Dakotas and western Minnesota, including Bemidji, Monoman, and Red Lake Falls. The Minnesota Reformer reports the utility earned about 17 cents on every dollar paid by customers in 2024 and 2025. Minnesota's other investor-owned utilities are Xcel Energy and Minnesota Power. Xcel primarily serves southern Minnesota, but it also covers some communities outside Moorhead. It also profited more than the industry average, also making about 17 cents on each customer dollar. Minnesota Power earned about 13 cents for each customer dollar, in line with the average. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission regulates companies' return on equity, or ROE. Otter Tail Power told the Reformer that a competitive return is essential to attracting long-term investors to fund infrastructure. Mountain Iron Buell is again state runner-up in girls basketball. The Rangers beat Bram and Hillcrest Lutheran Academy to advance to the Single-A Championship Saturday, but they could not catch up to Sleepy Eye St. Mary's after the Knights opened with 14 unanswered points. Anna Nance and Paige Norman were named to the All-Tournament team, as was Kellyer Northholm's Kate Thayer. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.